Aleph Sifir Dalet Yigach Dalet Chutin Mitzat Zeh Mitalet Mitzat Zeh. The way one knots his tefillin is once he puts the four strings into the hole, which he has to say before he puts it in. Hashem, it's now he folds it in half and he has four on one side, four on the other side. Should make a double knot. Then you take the long string. You should make a certain amount of wrappings around. Make a double knot. And then he wraps around some more times. And should have five double knots for Abba Virim and four spaces Beneim Alem Krichon that are full with these wrappings. Ein Sheir LeKrichos Rak Shia Kol Kof Aksham Roicha VeAbba Gudlim VeAnaf Shmoyne Godlim. Iker Adin is the number of times you wrap around doesn't make much of a difference. Iker Adin doesn't make a difference as long as you have a four thumb breadths of knotted area and another eight thumb breadths of loose strings. If you made it, the tzitzis bigger, it should be one third of the knotted area and two thirds of the long area. The mice, if the strings are much longer, it is not ma'akiv, it is still kosher. The Machab says, make seven times around in the first space. B'sheni teisha, and the second one nine, which the Mishaburu says the more common minig is the second one eight. B'shlishi yud out, the third one you make 11 wrappings, the revi yud gimel, and the fourth one you make 13. Sha'olim kulam mem kiminyan Hashem echod. Sha'olim lamed tes im Hashem hu mem. Machab says there's a minig to make a knot at the end of every string. The Mishnah Berurah beforehand brought that if one does not need it, he shouldn't do it because there's a discussion about that matter.